What is going on, people?
And welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're living your best life, or your best, I hope you're having the best day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing, I hope you're living your best life. This is Captain Taylor Chronicles Part 2, and I'm higher than I was on Part 1.
We're back.
We're back.
We're here, we're present, alive.
Dude,
I don't remember
watched,
quite
the first 20 minutes of the Avatar The Last Airbender live action.
It's pretty good.
Pretty sick.
I'd say it's pretty dope.
I think it's getting the right attention.
The the effects in the movie or show, the show,
yeah,
are pretty good.
Way better than that one movie that came out.
Yeah, that last movie made was garbage.
That movie.
Hot garbage.
I see that. I was so excited too because I love Avatar. Dude, I got a Fire Nation tattoo, bro.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro.
Along with the Zelda tat.
Dude, I got some nerdy tattoos, man.
Hey, dude.
I don't know, dude.
I got a SpongeBob
I love
tat.
Movies. I love games, dude. Like, games were like just such like an escape for me, bro. From just like reality.
Fun.
I just loved it. I loved it. I loved like just, it's like a movie that you played through.
I didn't have much for like other than DS for a while. I was rocking DS and PlayStation 2,
also,
playing some NHL. Yeah. NHL 2007, there was like a bobblehead mode. I don't know why, it's just so fun. If anybody understands
so
it, knows what I'm referencing.
Back in the Harambe days.
That was way before Harambe. This is before the economic crash, before 2008,
yeah,
dude.
That's what I was saying.
This is before fucking
like,
President Obama. This is before a lot of shit happened.
No, wait. President Obama was what?
2008.
Yeah, it was 2008.
It was NHL 2007. It was pre.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. Dude, we're in election year right now, dude. It'd be pretty wild.
I don't participate, so.
Yeah,
I tear my ballot up and throw it in the trash.
Yeah, I've never voted.
Everybody always argues like, yeah, if you don't vote, you're giving away the vote to somebody else. It's like, I respectfully disagree.
I'm just not big into politics at all. And
that's
like,
what I'm
frankly,
saying.
I don't know whoever to. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of just like, dude, I could care less. I love my country, and I hope the right person gets involved.
Yeah.
I don't know. You see so much, especially these days, you see them just so much crap. And you're like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't even know what to think about it. Yeah. Like, honestly, you're putting a loaded gun to my head on both sides. And it's like, I really don't think there's a good option here. So I'm just going to not do it. Like, if I don't do it, at least I don't feel the grievance of making the wrong decision. I don't know.
Screw politics.
I'm about that.
But, dude, so you're like, where do we leave off? You're like 17. You're working. The yellowtail hooked to you.
This is like when I'm really starting my professional work.
No, but like, you're professional work now. Like, what's kind of like a life? Like, what's your like week like? What's it kind of like?
So I wanted to just like describe, like I wanted to tell this one little story because
go for it.
It's like, this is a perfect, and it was a week basically. But, so I remember like hitting up the owner of the boss or owner of the boat. Sorry. Dyslexia. But, the owner of the boat, which was my boss for a long time, one of my really good friends and like one of my mentors in life, I'd say, Taro. And, I'd hit him up on Instagram and like the boat's Instagram all the time and be like, hey, look, come get a job. Blah, blah, blah. And I remember being on the dock one time and Paul, one of my good coworkers, eventually that came to be, was like, hey, man, like, that shit ain't gonna fly here. Dude, like, you need to go up there and talk to him. Be a man. Basically, he told me. He was like, man up and go up there and talk to him. Which I was like, super
like,
shy kid.
Go get it.
Yeah, and I'm still like, you know, I'm pretty socially awkward human being sometimes. But
I didn't like
back then, especially, like, I would never initiate a conversation. Like, nowadays, I can now.
And a problem with authority. So.
So that's like, and that's where like the cuss jar came to be and all that. But basically I walked up there and asked him if I could work there. And he said, yeah. And for a week, basically, I went down there. I don't even know what day it was. Not like it matters, but
yeah.
With one pair of clothes, and whatever I had with me. And I stayed there for a week. At least for the first 3 or 4 days, I showered with hand soap, just like in the hand soap dispenser.
You just,
Yeah, no. I mean,
it's soap,
we had a
hey,
shower and
it's
everything
soap,
on the
dude.
boat, but
So,
like,
hey, it's antibacterial soap,
I
dude.
wanted to be there. I
You're
didn't.
washing your like hair with it too?
Yeah, I'm just washing
I
everything.
mean,
Yeah.
I feel like
I mean, it
it's
worked.
probably not that
It's
much
not the
different.
best, but I got.
It's probably not
I
that
think
much different.
most men can agree you could put fucking whatever soap you want. Shampoo, it doesn't matter, dude. You'd
Just
be just
scrub your
fine,
balls.
dude.
Scrub your
Yeah.
balls. Scrub your piss. You good.
Exactly. Like, I just, man skin ain't that sensitive, so.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about skincare as much, especially when you're fucking 17.
Nah,
Like,
dude, I feel it,
yeah.
dude. I've been there.
But I was doing that for like 3 or 4 days and like wiping down with paper towels. Like, that was like, I didn't have a towel.
I don't think I ever went through that.
Yeah. But I remember at the end of the day, every
Yeah.
day, because I was making a half a cut aside, which
Yeah,
is,
dude, like, that scratch your skin. Just
yeah,
paper
it was
towels. They're
awful.
not
It
like,
was
yeah.
terrible. It was
That doesn't
god
sound
awful.
like. That doesn't sound
It was
nice.
so shit.
She got that
Yeah.
Arch Charmin Ultra
Yeah.
soft paper towels, dog.
So I did that for like 4 days. And literally every day I would go up to the landing and there was like their tackle shop and then they had like shirts and pants or shorts and whatever. And I'd buy a new pair of shorts and a new shirt every day. And like literally that's what I survived on. Maybe
Just buy it just
I'd wear
every
the
day.
same maybe shirt for like 2 days. At that time I was probably, stretching it a little bit, but
No. So you like would they pay you like daily?
well, so I was making like, well, I don't even know if I was making half a cup. I don't think I made anything, honestly, in that entire time. I was just there, and I did all that just be like to say I wanted to be there. And like after that week, I think Tara had to go on like vacation, or he was doing something. He was out of town, and like the other guy that drove the boat, Neeble, also shout out.
Shadow
That's my
Nebel.
motherfucking boy. That's my brother out there. But
What was his name?
Anibal,
A Nebel.
it's Portuguese,
Ah.
Anibal, Anibal.
A Nebel.
Yeah.
You just won the spelling bee, bro.
That's right. But yeah, he drove the boat that whole time, and like Tar came back, and he was like, he saw the condition I was in. Like, he was like, "Well, you want to be here, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude. Like obviously, like yeah, I want to be
Yeah.
here." And that was it. And then after that, I was there every day. I
Then did he still
didn't
like
miss a
pay
single
you?
day. Yeah, well, so I started making half cut aside, and I did that for like 2 weeks.
What's
And
that half
so
cut?
side money's tips. We
Okay.
make, at least on those bigger boats, we made most of our money off of like just tips,
How much are
gratuity.
people like tipping?
Depends, but I mean, it's a service-based industry, and
Yeah.
it's more of a service-based industry than like, not to knock on, but the restaurant business, like. They
Yeah.
bust ass too, but like I'm out there busting ass,
Yeah.
like
Well, yeah,
it's
yours
just a
is more like
different,
hard
it's a different
labor.
thing, yeah.
Yeah, dude, the restaurant business, dude.
Restaurant business is rough,
I
bro.
worked
I've
at
worked in the restaurant
BJ's, dude,
biz, yeah.
before I joined the Marine Corps.
This shit's tough.
Kind of the start where I started liking because I turned 21 before I went to boot camp and I was working at this BJ's because I sold cars when I first moved to Albuquerque. Like me and my big brother, we got like a house together, and dude, it just wasn't for me, man. Well, and I always wanted to join the
Car
Marine.
salesman isn't for most people.
Well, and I always wanted to join like the Marine Corps and like stuff. There's a ton
You
of
said more
stories, but I'm
aspirations.
giving like the quick like little tidbits. One day I'll go into all that, dude. There's some crazy. Dude, I got some weird. Yeah, there's some stories that are just wild.
Backstory.
Yeah, dude.
Some pretty long.
Eventually, this podcast, then in a few years, you'll look back and be like, oh, dang, this guy's just this guy's weird. But fucking dude, I just trailed off, hadn't you? Where were we gone?
You were talking about work. Like your first
Oh
time.
yeah, oh
Yeah.
yeah, dude. But I worked at this BJ's. Yeah,
Yeah,
just cut
BJ's.
everything. No one
Yes.
needs to know no
Yes.
backstory. I was working at BJ's, bro.
Hey, dude.
Maybe I just need to cut to the point.
Our brains just don't
BJ's,
function that
dude.
way.
And bro, I was dreaming, but dude, they did so much cocaine.
Dude, yes.
So much
Yes.
cocaine, dude.
Cocaine in the restaurant business is rampant.
I've
Oh,
never
it's
been
so
about it. It's
crazy.
never been my drug.
It's nuts.
But
There's a lot of it.
yeah, dude, they
Yeah.
do like just go to the
It's
bathroom,
very
bro,
ample.
take your bumps, bro. I got offered it all the time, dude.
It's and like, dude, like it's rough, but like it's not worthy of doing cocaine rough.
Dude, I don't know, man. But they would always be talking about
the people. The reason why they're all tired and shit is because they do cocaine all day long. That's fucking why they're tired. Not tired because the job's fucking stressful or crazy.
They're just coked out.
Which it is kind of. You're just fucking a dickhead and you're off coke all day long.
They're just coked out.
Fucking idiots, dude.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
It's funny. Shout out to the restaurant biz, though.
Yeah, no,
for real, because you guys are like the backbone of America. Straight up.
Keeping us fed.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate a nice, hot, warm meal. Actually. But I know that all of you are doing cocaine in the back. Not all of you.
But I witnessed it.
80% of you.
That's a good chunk.
A large percentage.
Because they're serving people and people are rude to them and all this time, so they always
smoke weed, dude.
Yeah, but dude,
smoke weed.
The thing though, you can't really hide smoking weed. Just start.
Yes, you can.
I mean, the pen,
a dab pen.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Exactly, okay, that's what I would do,
bro. That's literally a dab, dude. A dab pen in the cooler. Are you kidding me? You go in the cooler. You know, you like that little that crazy industrial door. It locks behind you. It's like a pressure seal.
Dab pens weren't really a thing, dude. Until like
dab pens have been around for a long time. Been around since I was like 14. So 2014.
I just didn't know about them, bro.
It's like 10 years.
Oh, I knew about.
And they've been around before that too.
I did know about wax pens. Yeah, exactly. I remember River having one.
Everybody I knew was on wax pen rave because it's discreet.
Yeah, yeah. Just
same
like,
with the vapes.
I never knew a dealer that sold wax pens because this is like before like dispensaries and stuff.
Yeah, I remember in high school we were smoking these carts. They were called Alien Carts, Alien Labs.
Oh,
or something.
Oh, I've heard of those.
They had
dude, that's what River had, bro. I think.
Yeah, they had some drug in them for a while. It wasn't like, I can't remember what the fuck it was, but it was like
not good.
It was not good.
No, it
was. It was like it had like traces of like not traces, but it had like a decent amount of like ketamine or like other fucking crazy drug.
Wax cart. I remember it was on this like big old boxy thing. Yeah, it was like a boxy vape. They've gotten all small now. They're all like long, but it was like a boxy one. He had a screw in. Or whatever, I'm blanking on that, but I do remember, though, he did get this, like, THC vape juice.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, it was a bottle, but it was, like, for the drip. Like, he had a vape mod.
Ugh. It,
like, a drip.
That's not healthy. I'm sure you were smoking other shit.
We were just in my boy, like, no, I won't say his name. I'll keep my he's my boy, he's my brother, bro, but I won't throw him in. I don't know
We don't snitch or any.
No, yeah, I'll ask him.
I'm kicking my shoes off again.
If I ever say anything.
Kicking the shoes off, getting come.
I know my boy River, you don't care.
You just calling him out right now.
He wants to do this. He wants to do this podcast and all that. Well, dude, he's in the freaking Ozarks right now, bro.
He's in the boon.
Dude, I'm trailing off.
Yeah, we've been trailing off heavy. We've been trailing off this whole time.
Yeah, it's pretty great, but... Yeah, but cocaine.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I don't suggest it.
Restaurant biz.
I mean, hey...
You guys would all feel great if you didn't do cocaine.
Endorse it. Abe, it's your drug, man. Go ahead. But I don't think anyone...
I don't think you could be pro-bag.
Pro-bag.
I don't think you could be pro-bag.
I don't think you ever hear someone being like...
Especially nowadays with people dying from ketamine fentanyl.
Yes, dude. It was like with like Kid Rock. It like just came out. It was like today. It like came out today. And they talked about cocaine. It's so funny that we're talking about... You're quoting Kid Rock on cocaine.
Yeah, no.
You never hear cocaine fixed my life. And I was like, yo...
I think everybody's done cocaine.
Bro, this heroin really, really just got me out of a dark place.
Do you know anybody really that's like not done cocaine? Or at least doesn't admit it that you know?
That I know personally?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know a lot of people that haven't done cocaine personally.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie, dog.
Everybody's done cocaine.
I've tried cocaine.
But everybody's
like
stink.
A handful of times. Like, literally, like, five times. I can count on one hand how many times I've tried cocaine.
I think everybody's...
And every time, I've thought it was a waste.
It's like everybody smokes weed. Like,
everyone
if you smoke...
Says, dude, every time if you smoke weed,
like, I bet like, you've done cocaine.
Huh?
If you smoked weed, I bet you've done cocaine. I know people that have done cocaine that haven't even smoked weed.
I don't know. I'll ask a couple of my boys. I'll ask my boys that I think probably haven't done it. I know the ones.
It's like so prevalent.
I mean, Joe Rogan's.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know many people that haven't done. Maybe it's just the people I don't. Maybe it's people I know. But
I mean, I wish I never really tried. I wish I could say that because I mean, I thought it was pointless, and I don't know why every time. Like, because I tried it the first time, and I was like, that was pointless.
It is pointless
because it didn't feel. I didn't feel anything. I think I'm so ADD, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's like Adderall. Yeah,
and then like. I remember another guy was like, you want a bump? And I was like, nah, dude. I tried that one time. It didn't do anything. He's like, oh, it probably wasn't good stuff. It is good stuff. And it was every time. That was the same thing. They always got me with that. And I was like, screw it. And then on the fifth time, I was like, I'm not leaving one hand. I was like, this is dumb.
It is stupid.
I was like, this is dumb. I was like,
this is expensive and dumb.
Yeah. It was like, no point.
I get why people get addicted to it, but...
I don't. I just didn't.
I personally don't feel the same either, but...
But each time, I was pretty drunk each time because I was in that mode. I was like, yeah, you know what?
That's usually how it goes. I'm sure, dude.
That is the good stuff. Yeah. All right, man. I'll try it.
Where were we, dude? Where were we?
Oh, you just started making money. So how much is he, like... paying you when you started, like, he actually paid you when he's like, oh, you want to stay? Oh, I got you.
I was making, that's what we were talking about. Side. So, side money is like just tips and fish, like, we clean people's fish.
Yeah, you get
them, which so they can a lot of times, a lot of fish, and like, you know, I don't know, a yellowtail at the time we were catching was $5, and we were catching 300 yellowtail trips, so it's like. Five times 300 plus, you know, a bunch of other fucking fish, like, and
how
tips.
How long do you take you to, like, clean one fish?
It depends on the fish, but...
Like a yellowtail.
Yellowtail, I mean, I don't know, a minute, maybe less.
You just, like, gut it down and just, like, unfold it?
Yeah, just fillet it. Take the meat off the sides, so, yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like fish, so.
I used to cut a lot of fish. I was very, very good and very proficient at it. Still am, but not as good and fast as I used to be because I was on my shit for a minute.
Dude, I've seen, like, what was that show? Like, whale hunting or something. It was like
Whale Wars?
Whale Wars, bro. Like, I'd be like, that'd be cool and stuff.
It would be cool.
But, like, then again, like,
I lived in, like, 1800s.
Yeah, but the ocean is also scary. And then also, like, I don't want to deal with, like, sea life, bro. Like, that's I wouldn't want to deal with the fish. And, dude, you know they're probably just fishing and eating fish while they're out there.
They're probably eating, like, seal fat.
Some
crazy shit, dude.
I want all the glory without all the hardship.
They were still using, like, whale oil lanterns and fucking... They were,
bro, how crazy would it be being, like, on a ship, like, back in, like, the freaking, like, 1700s?
It'd be god-awful. It'd be absolutely miserable.
Dude, I was listening to this book. I'm not done with that. I'm, like, almost done with it. I'm pretty deep. It's about Isaac Newton. He's the guy that wrote the Amazing Grace song. You know, Amazing Grace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, dude, he was a slaver. Like, but, dude, the conditions on that shit are
hard. Yeah, terrible.
Crazy. Yeah, it's, like, awful. Like, you're, like, it's, like, insane.
Rats and fucking...
They had these...
It's gross. That,
I want to say it was either their pincher gangs or it was something. I can't really remember the name, but it was this, like, group of guys that basically would walk around and they'd find you. And if you're, like, alone and stuff, they're like, guess what, dude? You're in the Navy now. And they'd, like, pinch you in irons, bro. Like, throw you into a room just where they have a bunch of other guys where they have.
That's crazy.
And then, yeah, dude, next thing you know, the next day you're on a ship, bro, and you're like, congratulations.
Yep, you are in the Navy.
Yeah, dude. It was wild, dude. He, like, went through a lot of stuff, dude. It's a crazy book. If you guys ever want to read that, I guess. It's, like, the life of Isaac Newton.
Yeah. The ocean, especially
Crazy.
like maritime law, is wild. The amount of like shit you can theoretically get away with legally is like kind of outstanding. Like
Dude, look at
outlandish.
China.
Not outstanding, outlandish.
Look what China can get away with. Like
Well,
their working conditions are awful.
dude, look at maritime law. Like maritime working laws are different to working laws on like you on land. You can't work what more than 8 hours or 8.5 hours or something.
Yeah, and then you like start getting
And then
overtime and
it's
stuff like
overtime.
that.
Maritime law, dude, you work for 12 hours. You can work 16 hours legally. 16 fucking hours you can work legally.
Dang. So
Yeah.
they really like milk people,
Dude, yeah. They like as a
I mean,
captain, I'm allowed to work straight for 24 hours. Or no, that's not true. Any more
I
than
mean,
twelve
you got
hours,
to
they need
think
another
about, don't
license.
they probably have that for like a reason, because you never know like when the ship's gonna be in a like a situation where like you gotta go constantly.
But even then, like, no, there's no overfuck. There's no overtime. Like,
That's kind of crazy
yeah.
that they don't pay you guys extra if you have to like go that long.
There's no overtime. The overtime literally doesn't exist. You get paid. So when I was working on those bigger boats, I don't know if I necessarily want to talk about this. I don't know if I want to blow this up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I
I'll
mean.
break it down constituently, but I don't want to like blow up the community because
Nah.
yeah,
Only love, bro.
there's
Like, there's only love, but.
reasons for it. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
talk about it, but
Chin collar.
basically, most of the money we made was off tips and fish cleaning
I
money,
mean.
and I was making half of what everybody else was making. So there was a pool at the end of the day, and it was all split evenly, except for I was making half, and I made half for like 2.5 weeks, and like everybody came together one day and was like, hey, like, Taylor works just as hard as everybody else. He's here just as much as everybody else, if not more. Like, I think he should make a full cut. So I made a full cut for a while, which was dope. Dude, at 17 years old, I was making walking off the boat every day with like $300, $400, like every day.
Oh, you're a big baller.
Yeah, and I wasn't even making like a paycheck. That was just fucking side. Yeah, like,
Yeah.
it was just tips and shit. Like, I was walking around big pimping at 17, dude. And like, I didn't grow up very much money, or at least very much money to spend. We had money, but not a whole lot to splurge on.
Yeah.
So I was like, fucking blew every single penny I made probably for until I was 20. Even now, like, I'm not very good at saving money. I like spending it. Very good at
I
spending
like
money.
spending mine
I think everybody does.
I mean,
Especially
I think
at that age,
you should
though.
definitely start like, like, watch your money, your
Oh, yeah.
budget and stuff. But at the
Different
same
now.
time, spend like
Yeah.
I don't know why people they save money like forever, dude, until they die, dude, just to pass it on, bro.
Like, I get it, but at the same time, like, I don't know.
Enjoy your life. If you want to do something and it costs money, dude, just spend the money. You'll be
Yeah.
happier for it, probably.
Yeah. I
I
kind of
don't know.
agree.
Unless it's like, oh, buy food for my family or take a
Yeah.
vacation to
Obviously, like,
Hawaii.
you gotta be modest
I'd probably
about it.
buy your family
You gotta
food.
be responsible about it for sure,
Yes, exactly.
but at 17 years old with no responsibilities, no bills to pay for, I've
You can't
spent
do
every single dime on whatever possible. Like, I couldn't even name whatever I spend on clothes, food, fucking fishing gear, like whatever. But that was dope. And then I turned 18, and that's when I started legally. I could like actually make a paycheck.
Yeah.
It was cool too, because my boss at the time told me not to tell anybody about this. But
Then I mean
at the same time, I don't think anybody gives a shit. I think everybody else would be fine with it. But he basically made like wrote down days that I didn't even work to like make up for the days that I worked before I was 18, essentially.
Well, he paid you back.
Yeah, no.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was rad. It was cool as fuck. And that's why, like, I really don't think anybody gives a shit
No,
about it.
anyone
But
would be like, yo, that captain's lit. Like,
yeah, it was
he's like, yo, dude, I'm
super
gonna pay
cool,
you
dude.
back.
Yeah, it was dope. And like, honestly, I don't know if it made much more because I remember there was like a certain amount of days where taxes kind of fucked you anyway. So whether you work 7 or 10, like, you made the same amount of money. But anyways,
Taxes do get you.
fuck
It's crazy,
taxes.
dude. Our taxes are nuts.
Taxes are bullshit.
Yeah, bro, we should uprise. We'll just say Civil War. Now the FBI is listening.
You just got to allocate them
the
properly.
The FBI just tuned in.
You got to allocate the money properly.
I don't know, man.
You got to know where it's going.
Follow them on your trail.
Exactly. Anyways.
It's a war machine, bro. It's a war machine.
I did that shit for a while. And then, you know, ever since then, I've bounced around. That's kind of like, that was like the beginning. And then ever since then, I was on the path to get my captain's license and shit. And then I did that at 20, which is cool. It was pretty rad. It was pretty accomplishing. Like, I didn't have a high school diploma, but I had a captain's license.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I had the dumbest thing. We were talking about that, because I was like, yeah, let's do like Boston Tea Party Part 2.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's say, I mean, dude, I mean, you wanted to be captain. School wasn't for you, dude. I mean, like, that's just the direction you took. I'd say, like, if you're happy, bro, and you're loving what you do, that's what's important, dude.
The craziest part is, like, the maritime industry is flourishing right now. Like, if any of you out there want a job, go look at maritime industry, because they pay extremely fucking good. You will have to work long hours, and it does and will suck.
So why don't you do that?
I am. That's what I'm doing right now.
I'm talking about, like, you, like, oh.
Maritime industry. I'm talking, like, I'm talking your boats.
I was thinking, like, anything, you know, that has to do with boats. That are, like, going to,
yeah, those two. Those two.
You ever thought about doing that? Like, doing some, like, ship that, like, goes into different ports and stuff?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Fuck that.
What? You would want to go, like, see the world a little bit?
Dude, I've always thought about it this way. I will defend this, and I think the same way for, like, people that want to be, like, stewardesses or want to work on yachts. They're like, oh, I want to go see the world and travel. No, and
that,
it's like,
I'd say, like, no, but, like, one of those cargo ships.
Yeah, but you're working. You're working. If you want to go travel the world, go work a job where you can make money and then go travel.
Well, no, I agree. Because, like, I mean, I'm guessing you get paid pretty good. And you're on a ship. You're not spending your money.
Yeah, but you're on a ship, like, doing 12 knots, which is extremely slow. That's, like, 14 miles an hour across the ocean. You do that for about
leisure time.
You do that for about 30 days until you get to whatever port you need to get to. And then you're there.
You're not spending any of your money.
No, you're not. That part is cool.
You get into port, you get to go splurge probably a little bit. Hey, guys, you go take some leave.
No, well, everybody just gets drunk, and then you go back to the boat.
Yeah.
And then you get yelled at, and then you go back home.
I mean, that sounds about right.
That's how it works, dude. Sounds about right. A little bit. Not for everybody, I'm sure. But I think for most people, I think that's how it works.
I was on my dad's ship, and when they're like in Hawaii. We flew out to Hawaii. We were in like Hawaii for like I was only there for like 3 days because I did a tiger cruise. So I like rode on the ship back.
I was like, on the
naval ship.
Yeah.
It was like New Orleans, the USS New Orleans.
Is that a carrier?
No, it was like an amphibious assault ship. It like it had it carries Marines.
With the back deck with the helo pad and everything.
Yeah.
It's got that, like, triangle kind of shape stack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about. Shit, you threw me off track. Dude, it was crazy. That while I was on it, wow, dude, I just had, like, a stutter moment.
Hey, man.
But while I was on there, like they filmed a porno, dude. They filmed a
porno. No way.
Busted, dude. Yeah, it was a dude eating cereal out of a girl's ass, bro. Yeah, it was gnarly, dude. It was a bunch of us on this tiger cruise, so we're like getting toured around.
That's wild.
And like, I was hanging out with this one kid, this other
with
kid.
With a spoon?
Yeah.
Oh!
Milk and London. No.
Dude, how was it?
Dude, it was crazy. Yeah, it was quite funny,
to think
dude.
About it works.
It was quite funny, bro. Dude, they posted it, bro, and it must have gone by. Dude, that command had it real quick. Or, I don't know, dude. I remember, when I was a dude, people got caught up for all sorts of shit.
Oh, yeah, well. Dude, the military is, like, not to bash on anybody in the military, but same as, like, anywhere else. A bunch of fucking idiots.
Nah,
a bunch of, just a conglomerate of idiots.
Dude.
That are, like, slowly getting disciplined.
You become even dumber.
Yeah.
The only times I was sober is when we were out in the field training, dude. It was probably me at, like, my best, dude. It was when I was in the field, because I wasn't drunk.
Even then.
Yeah, dude. I wish
hungover and cranky,
green, but dude, dang, dude. I wish alcohol didn't grab me so bad.
Same with fishing, dude.
All 4 years blurred.
I could say the same thing for fishing. A lot of fishermen get wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
It's very easy to.
And dude, alcohol. I mean, no matter what you do, dude, alcohol. If you let it grab you, bro, it could rip you down.
Really,
I mean,
can.
that's why you gotta respect it. You just gotta respect it. You gotta know yourself and just be able to know, okay, this is too much, or hey, I gotta back off. Dude, that whole trip thing, that whole Bybee phase, bro. That's what got me out of it, dude. Yeah. Once I came out of that,
that shit was rough. There's a lot of rough, like, seeing the sunrise mornings and just fucking waking up in the morning, just like.
Bro,
like I don't want to move, dude. I don't even want to.
There's Bassano, so this is on the best nights, man.
They were fun
because, dude, it just reminded me to like live and like, you know, I don't know, man. There's just something like it fixed it, me, dude. It fixed me, it pulled me out of whatever dark area I was in, and it was because that was a bad area. Oh, terrible. But dude, that was sick. Yeah, and then I just like after that, and then when I was like, all right, cool. I'm just gonna stop. I was like, I need to cut back on this drinking now, and it just like that, dude. It's like I just was done, and now I can just drink every here and there, and I'm chilling.
Be casual, man.
Yeah, dude. And I'm just like I don't get drunk. I've gotten heavily buzzed, and like I'd probably throw back if I was just with the boys and something. We're like, yo, God, I just want to
buzz and drink. So you throw back Captain Coke every once in a while.
Yeah, it's the Malibu.
Or Malibu and Coke.
Yeah, dog.
He's a little fruity boy, dude. It's good, though. I will say. I will vouch.
Dude,
I will vouch. It is. It's a yummy drink.
I shouldn't even be doing Coke so terrible.
It's a yummy drink, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's fire.
Fuck it, dude. I think the Coke is the least of your concern.
I just freaking, dude. I think
the alcohol is a little bit more damaging.
I smoke more than I drink. And I'm at the bar, I'm smoking. I get cotton mouth. So I'm like, and I don't want to, like, I don't know, like, I'll get a beer, dude. I'll have a beer here and there. Well, I'm just like, dude, I'm just more like, I want just, like, a soda or something because I'm, like, high. And I'll just be like, yo, I'm at a bar, though. I might as well just add alcohol to the Coke.
Sodas are tasty every once in a while, though. I really fuck with, like, a Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper's
yummy. I wish
yummy.
Soda wasn't so bad for you, though, dude. Like, yeah, especially but
just,
Coke,
like,
though.
He's
Coke,
got,
like, is apparently just
he's got terrible. Fucking, you know, moderation, dude.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. That's another thing. Sugar can get you, man. Sugar can take a hold of you real bad.
Yeah, I used to munch on the snacks. I used to be a heavy soda, fucking Snickers bars.
You, dude. We should definitely make a freaking
chips.
Like, stop at like Jack in the Box or something.
Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even a fan of Jack in the Box, but that's the only thing that's gonna be open at friggin'. Almost midnight.
11:37.
Well, yeah, but this has only been like 32 minutes. I feel like part two probably needs to be like another 30 minutes or so. But after, dude, I'm down.
I'm down.
I'm just thinking about food right now.
Hungry.
Yeah, dude, these smoke sessions got me. But I was like, remember, well, dude, we got to stop by IR for a beer. Think about a close. About get a beer, go get a Jack in the Box.
I'm game.
Call it a night.
I'm game.
Hell yeah. But so okay. Now you're making money. What was just kind of like day to day life then? Kind of like while you're like doing all this. So you're skinning. You said you filleted the fish and stuff. How long would you guys go out? Would it just be like day trips?
Okay. Yeah, it was 5:30. Well, it was advertised as 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. But realistically, it was 5:30 a.m. till whatever we got back. So that some days was 5:30. Some days it was midnight. On average, it was like 7 to 8 p.m. usually. Like right about the sundown, you know,
yeah.
The summertime. But at that time, when I was sleeping on the boat, because usually I'd sleep on the boat for a week because it's just easier to sleep on the boat. There was this old lady, Gail. She'd come down and wash our clothes. She'd leave them in a garbage bag at the top of the dock.
So you like living on the boat?
Yeah. I mean, there was a full, like, I had my bunk. And, you know, just like almost like a Navy bunk.
So,
like
when you guys, well, I mean, I guess 5:30 a.m.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I was getting back at 9 o'clock at night, by the time
the other guys live on the boat too.
Yeah, it was me and a couple other guys. Cause
that's pretty lit.
My buddy Ryan lived in Chula. My buddy Paul lived in Escondido. I lived in Rancho Bernardo. So it was like we're all about 30 minutes away from the boat either direction.
Right.
You know, so it was like just easy. You might as well. That's 30 minutes either way, so that's an hour that you could be sleeping, you know, and especially when you're working days like that. We're waking up at 4:45, and if I was at home, I was waking up at 3:30 every day.
You know, man, I always wash my body every day. I wash my hair.
I skipped a couple days every once in a while.
Oh yeah,
I've slept greasy boy a couple times.
I mean, dude,
stank boy.
I've gone on like field out there like a month. I was a peacetime marine, so like I didn't like even bringing up my blur Marine Corps experience. I didn't do anything cool.
Yeah, but you're out there still getting stanky.
Yeah, dude, like for a muzzle, I know what it is.
Rolling around in the fucking mud. Bro. Yeah.
I know what it is. Like, I haven't. Especially.
Some of my coworkers would wear the same pants for a week long enough to where you could fucking stand the pants up and it'd be like someone was standing in them, but there was nobody in them. They were that stiff.
That's like a cardboard.
Yeah, dude, straight up. It's fucking gross. Absolutely horrendous.
Let me see that one.
The Gammy. It's like the same as that one. Gammy, it's like a little fucking sweeter.
Blue Raz Ice.
Some vape shit.
It's like, dude, that one like chills my throat. That ice, dog.
That menthol. But that was day-to-day life. It was like waking up early as fuck. You load up 30 to 50 people on the boat every day. And you take 30 to 50 people fishing. And you try and orchestrate 30 to 50 people fishing. Especially when you're catching like...
Do they like take turns at a rod?
No, it's all at one time. It's full rack. It's as many...
Lines get tangled a lot? I'm guessing that happens like all the time.
Oh, we weave some baskets in my time, for sure. Like 30 people all tangled up together.
Oh, and you have the...
And they're all... Yeah, but you ain't getting that out. Like, there's sometimes where you just kind of like...
Cut it.
Pull them all together and you just start pulling them up and like hopefully you get some. And then after that you start fucking cutting. Bust the scissors out and start cutting.
Cut it. You have to like tie it up to for a new hook.
But it just depends on your group. Like I've had trips where 20 people feels like 100, and I've had trips where 50 people feels like 10. So it's like depending on how well the people worked with each other, it worked all right.
And isn't the experience of fishing and stuff?
Yeah, well, you just had to listen. If you listen to what everybody was telling you to do, you'd be just fine. If you didn't listen, you'd have a hard time. You know. If I got an airplane, I'm not gonna tell the pilot how to do his job.
Bro, isn't that crazy, dude?
I'm gonna hopefully guess that he's qualified. I'm not gonna second guess his decision.
Isn't that crazy, dude? You get in a plane and you're just trusting these two guys to fly you.
Yeah. That's what I do every day.
In the air.
23 years old, dude.
Land perfectly to make sure you survive.
Look at me like you're my captain for the day. I'm like, yeah, man. Like,
we going out.
Yeah, here we go, dude. Are you with it or not?
Cracks open a beer. Let's go.
Can't do that, unfortunately.
Oh, you know, it's more of making like a movie character kind of like.
It would be cool.
Be cool. You just walk out. You're like, you guys ready? I'm your captain today. I'm Captain Taylor. And they're like, what?
I can't legally drink a beer
on
any boat. Even a cruise ship, I don't think I can legally drink a beer on those.
Yeah, just with the cabin status?
No.
You don't think a captain of a cruise ship can have a drink when he's off duty?
Nope.
Just in case there's an emergency.
He's still the master. He's still the man in command, always. Even when he's sleeping.
So that'd be kind of crappy. You're on a cruise ship, and you're not allowed to have a drink. You know, the whole cruise
is being
wasted.
You literally can't. Even as a crew member, you can't. It's $0.
What about below deck? Did you ever see that, bro?
It's $0. Yeah, off the boat, it's different.
I feel like they weren't drinking on the boat, huh?
Well, like, off work, when you're off duty.
Can a captain of a cruise ship drink when not on duty?
Like, off of the boat, yes, but not on the boat.
Okay. Any crew, staff, and officer has a limitation on alcohol consumption on cruise ships. You can have a maximum of a 0.05 off duty and cannot drink 6 hours before your daily duty starts.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, it's pretty strict. So you can't
That 0.5 is for, like, mouthwash. And yeah, the 6 hours before duty is like...
Well, it makes sense because you're on a ship and you never know. Like, the ocean just suddenly turns and you're like, oh.
And you're responsible for everybody. That's the shitty part. Like, it's not the shitty part, but at the same time, like, you are legally responsible. Every day I take people out, like, I'm legally responsible for them.
I'd have a flask, though. Little thing. So, ship's going down, I'd be like...
I don't know if that would work out for you, dude. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, hey, dude, actually, there's that guy that survived the Titanic waters because he was drunk.
Yeah.
He got drunk and just kept him alive.
So
before you go down into the ocean, get drunk. You're really, really drunk. And, like, it'll survive you.
That's pretty fair.
It'll just, it somehow, I don't know, warmed his internals. I don't know. But he survived, dude, because he got drunk.
Well, I think it, like, pulls your blood, like, away from your skin and, like, brings it into your internals or something like that. I forget how it works. Huh. You don't feel the cold, I guess. I don't know. I saw Mythbusters did a whole thing on that, and it was, like, true. Like, it did help.
Yeah.
That's, like, one thing drinking is good for is cold water immersion.
Crazy, man. So if you're ever going to fall into the ocean...
Don't fall in the ocean.
Drunk.
Don't fall in the ocean ever.
Yeah, but don't try to yet. I don't know. I mean, cruise ships are pretty advanced these days. I mean, you don't really... I mean, actually, didn't that one in Japan happen like 5 years ago or something like that? That cruise ship.
Cruise ships sink and shit all the time. Do they really? Boats sink all the time.
I bet boats sink all the time.
The ocean's fucked up, man. I'm telling you. The ocean is a bad place to be. Even when the ocean's nice, you could still sink and die.
That's true.
If you have no boat, you have no way to float.
See, now, dude, imagine the pirate age, bro.
Yeah, it was probably terrible. Terrifying back then. Can you imagine seeing a pirate run up on you? You just, like...
I thought you'd be a pirate, though.
Yeah, well, pirates probably thought it was sick. But the receiving end of that was probably terrifying.
I mean, it's probably terrifying on both sides. You gotta think, bro. You're just two big ships made out of wood.
Yeah, but the pirates didn't give a fuck. The pirates just didn't care.
Well, they weren't...
There was like, if we win, we win. Dude, if we win, we're going to get all the shit. If we don't, like, whatever.
I feel like, yeah.
If not, it's like.
I wonder how much writing or like any like kind of like journal logs we have from pirate ships. Because I mean, like, we truly won't know what it's like unless we like were there.
I'm sure there's some. Bro. Some black
boy. That just made me think, because we're talking about the past, bro. There's this dude at work. Okay, so I'm on work today, right? And I have him just doing some admin work, right? I'm just like, all right, dude, you're just going to do this stuff. And for whatever reason, he's talking to me about, like he had this, like, medical problem or something. And he thought he was going to die and stuff. And I was just like, my curiosity in my mind, I was like, yeah, dude, that's scary. I mean, like, you have, like, peace for the afterlife? Like, do you believe in an afterlife? Or what do you think? Because he was like, it's scary. You don't have control. I'm like, so you're, like, terrified of, like, you know. He's like, I mean, I feel like we all have a rational fear of death. I mean, sure. Like, I mean, I don't want to die now.
I don't
fear death. But I was like, I don't know. It's just, like, one of my, I'm always a curious dude. And he was just like, well, I believe, like, you know, there is, like, multiple ways to God. And, like, when you die, you have to go through, like, he's like, almost like an Egyptian, like, Anubis thing. Like, way
trials and tribulations?
Well, no, yeah, basically, like, you get a choice, like, do you either go to heaven or you get reincarnated?
Oh.
So, I was like, you believe in reincarnation? He was like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
I could see that.
Oh, well, I was like, okay, I was like, this is, like,
transfer of, like, energy.
And I was like, so if you believe in reincarnation, you believe you were reincarnated? And he was like, yeah, I was. And I was like, he said, because I have memories of, like, my past life and stuff. And
oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah, dude. I was like, all right, dude. I was like,
he's what? Into it, dude.
he was like, I died on Omaha Beach. And I was like, what?
That's a pretty crazy thing.
Yeah, I was like, bro, what do you, he's like, I died. He's like, I jumped over the edge of the landing craft and I got
drowned.
I got hit in the leg. And yeah, he drowned. He's like, I got hit in the leg and I had like 100 pounds of gear on me. And
that's how a lot of people died.
Exactly. And so I was like, that's pretty, I didn't even really know what to say to that though. I was like, that's pretty wild though.
Like, you remember that, dude? Like,
exactly. I wanted to die.
All right.
Yeah. It was like, it's crazy.
I mean, it's hard to like deny that of him. Like, It's no, like, how do you get to say, like, oh, you're bullshitting me?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I also, like, whatever you believe in, cool. Like, hey
man,
you believe in that. Like,
I've seen some ghosts before, dude, so if I believe in one side, you gotta believe in the other, right?
I mean, yeah, but, like, yeah, there's so many different beliefs, and, I mean...
I think it's all the same shit.
I can't look at someone and go, hey, I know I got it right.
I think all the religions are the same. It's just different iterations of the same thing that are dispersed by culture and by the same way that culture is different regionally. And there's different foods and different fucking iterations of this.
Dude,
because it's probably all the fucking same.
Bro, literally Caleb had this thought. Me and him were having a smoke.
It's the same shit.
And he goes, dude, what if God just, like, when he, like, was like, I'm going to, you know, show humanity my, like, the way to me and stuff. He's like, but the different cultures, he's like, oh, you know what? They're going to all understand things differently.
Right.
So I'm going to come in different forms.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
So that more people, like, there's always going to be a way to me for all these different people.
In every way, in every part of the land.
And I mean, like, who knows? Like, that could be the way. I mean.
That's the only one that makes sense in my mind, dude.
I see it, dude. I mean, I throw my hat in the ring.
It just, like, if you look at history as a whole, like, every different region has different cultures and, like, different whatever. But, like, I don't see why religion can't be the same way. Like, it's just different iterations. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, like, especially when it comes to Christianity and, like, Judaism and, like, like, just Muslim, like, the Muslim religion, like, they all reference Jesus. And, like, it's, you know, like, it all kind of, it's all the fucking same, dude.
Judaism,
like,
Judaism does, because they pull from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And,
but,
like, all that. They didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah.
But he was still recognized.
I guess, I mean, like, during that whole thing, they were, I mean, yeah, that's, it's just a crazy thing. I mean, that's the one thing with faith and all, and, I mean,
all three of those religions all boiled down to the same fucking place.
I mean, I almost get behind that thinking.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, I mean, love. Love is one of the biggest things. I mean, indeed. I don't know. Love is the biggest thing, I think. Because, you know, even like, in Christianity, because, I mean, I throw my hat in with Jesus and God. That's what I believe. I mean, and that's just where, but I also take, like, I haven't gone to church in a while. I don't know, dude. I'm just figuring.
I just feel like if you're...
It's almost hard for me to talk about religion, because I'm, like, I'm in the mode where I'm figuring it out right now, too. Like, I'm still, like, actively, like, man, what do I believe? I know I believe in, like, Jesus and God. I mean, I think
if you just recognize that there's something bigger than us, I think you're doing all right.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, people, like, I just...
Because there obviously is.
That's true, dude. Yeah. I believe in a creator,
there
too.
There are some powers that are outside of our boundaries.
I think we just love, dude. The base thing, if none of the religions are right, I guess that's not true. If all the religions are right, the biggest thing is love. I was like, if none of the religions are right, I think you could still take away so much from all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Say they were all wrong.
The fundamentals
of
most of
them.
Pretty,
all the actual, like, enlightenment you could get from them. I think
pretty good ways to ground yourself, I'd say.
Yeah, dude. I think it's a solid thing.
The fundamentals of it are ideal. The way people carry it, sometimes not so much.
I agree. I mean, I think you should just always, it's just love, bro. As I'm just keep repeating, it's love, bro. The Beatles thing. love. Dude, that's all you need, bro. That's the biggest thing. Because you got to think about it. If, like God is, like, love, you know, in a sense. If he's everything, if he's the universe, if he's just all of us, dude, the biggest thing he is love. Like, it says, like, he's not hate. He's none of that. So he's just love, bro. So if you're always love, you're literally the universe's energy, bro. It's in love.
Yeah. You know? That's why I can see the reincarnation shit happening.
That'd be kind of wild. If you died, dude, like,
could be
like,
onto something.
So do you want to reincarnate? You want to, like, do it?
I don't think you have a choice.
That's what he said. You have a choice. He believes there's a choice.
It's so wild.
To go to heaven.
That's like speaking to a ghost, almost. Like,
If it like it was, that's, the, that's like if that's how it goes down. I really was actually speaking to a guy that just he just remembered.
That's literally what you're like. If that's true, like you're basically speaking to a ghost. You're speaking to a man that lived dude, in a previous out, time. Out,
dude,
that was dead.
I'm having him do admin work. If I have him next week doing admin work, I'll just be like, "Hey, bro.
You ever seen so, some like, spooky was, shit?"
Yeah, like I'd be like, "Dude, what else do you remember of your past life?" I'd be like, do you, like, remember, like, any, like, core memories? Like, do you remember if you had, like, a girlfriend, like, a wife? Like, I'll go deep, dude. Maybe, like...
He probably does.
I don't know about getting him on the
probably
podcast.
Probably just get, like, a little brief summary.
I don't think he'd do it. My podcast is open to anyone, but I don't know if he'd do it. He seems like an interesting dude.
Have you seen ghost shit?
I have seen some stuff that I can't explain. Not, like, I would say I've seen ghosts. I've definitely
You ever felt the presence before?
Oh, I can't say. I remember, like, I mean,
it's pretty wild.
That whole, like, shiver down your spine stuff. I've
never had that.
I've gotten that, but, like, I feel like it's just because, like, I'm in a spooky scene. I'm like, I kind of spook myself out. Like, that little shiver.
Bro, there's
twig snaps.
There's I feel like there's a feeling, dude. I don't know. Especially in this neighborhood, there's a lot of, like, fucking history around here.
You're talking about just Rancho Bernardo's.
Yeah, there's a lot of Native American history. The Spanish-American War went down right here. A lot of people died on this ground that we stand on right now. A lot of people died. A lot of blood was spilled on this ground.
Do you see? You think some Spanish freaking?
I know. I've seen it, bro. I'm telling you right now. I've seen it.
Give me a story.
Yeah.
Come on, let me hear it.
I've seen it, dude.
Let me hear it. No, tell me.
Yeah. Dude, my house up by the country club up there, I used to live in. The first house I ever lived in was haunted as fuck, for sure. My parents could definitely divulge into that, for sure. They definitely have some stories, but, like,
do you remember any of them?
Yeah, my mom, her favorite one to tell all the time was, like, she woke up one night, and, like, at the foot of her bed was, like a older dressed man, and, like, a young baby, and, like, that looked like me, and she, like, freaked the fuck out, and, like, ran out, grabbed me from my room. You know, and, like, took
that's some, like, Conjuring
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, but the craziest part was, like, the next morning, my mom was, like talking to my dad about it, and she was like, did you know, like, I saw this, like, explaining it to him. He was like, I fucking saw that, too. Like, you know, they both saw it. Like, it wasn't like one of them saw it. Like, both of them saw it.
I'd get out of that house.
But there was, like, there was so many times where, like, doors would shut or, like, things would go missing for, like, months and then be in the exact place they should be.
Not like people would misplace it.
But, like, there was some fucking shit went down in the house.
Like,
but I've had other experiences between then, crazy. Too. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little sensitive to that shit. I don't know if I quite play into all that shit a little bit, but I don't know.
Maybe that ghost grandpa really did hold you, and now you just have a sense for ghosts.
Dude, I don't know. I've seen some crazy... Like, I remember...
Like Danny Phantom.
Over by the swimming tennis club, dude. There was this old man. Like, me and my dad were coming home from, like, hockey practice one night. And fucking... We were, like, talking. We, like, both saw this old man standing on the corner. And we, like, looked back. And my dad was like, did you see that old man? And I was like... yeah. And he was like... He's like, where'd he go? I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. Like, this dude just disappeared in thin air. He was totally there. And then just gone.
I have a few stories, freaking, like, but, I mean, the only one that, like, really always, like, really kind of just stood out to me, which was weird, because I was in Guatemala.
Why are all these stories happening in Guatemala?
Huh?
Guatemala's almost drowning.
Like, yeah, dude.
Got ghost stories.
It's not a ghost story, though.
Fucking like, Guatemala's wild. And
it's like spiritual or like something.
I feel that.
But
it doesn't even have to be ghosty, spooky.
We hiked the volcano in Guatemala, right? It was like this 18-mile hike up. And it was sick. Dude, we had these armed guards, too. Like, they're like just security guys.
M16.
I have a picture with them. Like, I have a picture of all of us. We're like halfway through. It's cool. Yeah, you know, from pull that up sometime, dude. I'd have to like jump my like Facebook to find that one, dude. Dang, dude, I haven't used Facebook forever. But we were hiking up, and I was in the second group because I was in this phase. I wanted to be a Navy SEAL. after that, I was done with this like mission stuff. Like I was 19,
full SOF band.
Yeah, dude, I was like in this hiking, and there's these like, so this half of the group with like all these girls, and of course like brownie points. I had a crush in the girl. She was in the first group because there were like all these like guys and athletic, and there's a few athletic girls too, and they're moving up fast. These girls are falling behind, so like I stayed with them. Like I carried their backpacks, dog. I was like, damn, dude,
little pack mule over there.
Exactly, dude. I was getting all the brownie points. Dude. I was getting all the brownie points, dude. I even tended to
serving this the girl's community, foot, dude.
Bro, she cut it like somehow and like
patched it up.
I patched it up,
band aid.
Yeah, kissed dude. It. I was all, I was, dude. I'll be like a poor man. Like, I was in this little phase, dog.
I'm a fucking corpsman.
I'm a corpsman. That is fucking dog. It was a thing.
I do sure. Field surgery,
for that, dude. For that small
field
moment,
surgery
dude,
on
for
that foot,
small moment, dude. It's crazy. If I could go back and talk to myself, dude, I feel like myself would be very disappointed, but very hopeful. Like very hopeful.
Yeah,
you'd be like pretty disappointed. Like, dude, you really screwed the pooch on a lot of stuff. But like at the same time,
dude, that's saying
he'd be like, but dude, the like the way you're going, dude,
that explains a lot of shit in my life. Screwed the pooch.
You screwed the pooch on that one, dude.
I had an old man say that to me one time. It was the most innocent, sweetest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You really screwed the pooch on that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Dude. Oh, I'm glad I said it.
That reminded me of that.
You're welcome. Hilarious. But anyways, dude, so we're hiking up this volcano, dude. And we get it up to the top. And it was an awesome hike, though. Like, let me tell you. If you ever get the chance to hike the volcano, I'll go do it. Because, dude, it's sick. So we're coming up. There's, like, trying to, like, swim. So it's, like, we're walking up. You can't really see. It's like this, like kind of rocky. But then you like come around the corner, right? And then that's like you, the final thing, and you're at the top. Kind of like getting vision that in
your little final stretch.
Yeah, the final stretch. But so like I'm in the second group, and the first group's already probably been at the top for like freaking 2 hours or whatever, man. Because I won't lie, we were having to help, dude. I was like, you know, arms.
Dude, you're doing field surgery. Yeah, Corman, dude. Corman shit. Dude.
It was a journey, dude. What an adventure, bro. I was on some like Lord of the Rings shit out there, bro. But I turned the corner and dude, immediately, three of the dudes it was like Connor, one of them, but there was another Zach. Dude, I can't remember this kid. Noah. Dude, Noah was an interesting dude. They all like ran up to me like, yo, you see that old guy? I was like, what are you talking about? And like the rest of the group's like in the kind of this like forming like this kind of circle around. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't see anyone. They're like, dude, literally this guy, and I see freaking Connor, dude, like he's now staring at this box of matches, which is done. And like Noah and Zach are like telling me they're like, no, dude, like he turned the corner and you literally turned the corner not like 5 seconds later. I was like, dude, No one passed me, bro. I was like, I would have noticed an old guy passing me, and no one in my group saw him either. So I was like, dude, no one passed. And dude, Connor's like, I'm like, why are you asking me this? And I'm like, why? What's up? And like, Connor's like, dude, we got up here, and it was cold. And I was like, man, it'd be really awesome if we start a fire. Does anyone have anything? And wait, none of us had anything. And this guy just out of nowhere walks up, hands me this box of matches, and walks down, turns that corner. And like 5 seconds later, you turned that corner. And he's holding the matches, and everyone else like confirmed it. They're like, dude, yeah.
That's a trip.
It's like, exactly, dude. It's kind of like, it's a little like, oh. I was like, that's pretty wild. Pretty wild.
The cold thing is like a common.
Oh, dude! And there's a soccer field in the middle of that volcano, like at the top, bro, in the crater, bro. This is it's like more like rusted poles now, but there's a soccer field.
Great Guatemalan thing.
It's sick, dude. I can say like, and then like, we didn't even have a soccer ball. I forget what we kicked through it. I forget, but we just wanted to say we played soccer in a volcano.
Kicked a rock.
No, it was just like a water bottle or something. Yeah, I totally forget. But we definitely kicked something because I remember kicking something through it. And we're like, oh. I was like, I played soccer in a volcano.
It was pretty dope.
That's a pretty cool thing to say,
bro. It's pretty dope.
I don't play soccer in a volcano.
I'd say it's pretty dope.
It was a water volcano, not lava, though. That's why it's the agua. But still, I play soccer in a volcano.
That's so cool.
I'm so cool, dude. I am just too cool for school. I'm too cool for school. Dude, I mean, this wasn't like, we didn't go too much more in depth on that, but that's what part three will be for.
Spooky damn.
Yeah, part three, dude. Be excited for that, guys.
I have a pretty good ghost story. Dude, I don't know if it's like that interesting.
Do we want to leave off on a ghost story?
I mean, we could leave off on this one.
You want to leave off on the ghost story? You can tell the ghost story.
It's up to you.
Yeah, go for it. You want to tell the ghost story? Go for it.
I mean, I don't think it's, like, worth waiting for, that's for sure. It is spooky, but, like, I don't think, if you don't understand, you don't understand. I think if you understand, you know what I'm talking about. It's one of those, like, if you know, you know, if you don't, you don't, kind of things. I really do feel it's that way.
Like, I don't know.
Feel it, and some people don't.
It's the only thing, though, the hard thing is, I don't think, there's, like, I can't remember, the Bible doesn't talk about any, like, ghost stuff, so that's the hard part, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but there's something beyond us that
what if
does...
What if that's just, like, demons having fun?
It might be, but...
Demons are just like, bro, let's haunt some people, dog.
It could be, and the Bible talks about that, so, I mean, I don't see why there could be bad or good or bad.
Yeah, there's an angel scaring you to God.
I don't think they're scaring you, I think there's people there that... Or caught in between somewhere.
I don't know, dude. I mean, if I ever see a ghost, man, yeah. I will be like, I don't know, man. I'd probably scream a little bit. Like,
I ain't never seen no ghost, but friendly. This experience was pretty fucking wild.
Let's like, say it, bro. Keep it on suspense. Just
hey, you've been dragging it on, dude.
Just tell me the story. What do you mean I've been dragging it on?
So I was in a room with like three people, and one of the people I was in there with, their grandmother passed in the household about 3 months prior.
Okay.
So it was kind of a recent death in the house. And we were all sitting there playing like Mario Kart or some shit on the Switch on the TV. And there was a cat in the room. And I like noticed the cat. And, like, cat was like, you know when a cat gets all like
it's all like
you just like, know and like yeah. You know, they get all like uppity and they get all like start getting all weird and like yeah, they, she was like crawling around all hunched like super low and everything, like just acting super funky.
Something's up.
And but she was just like asphyxiated on this one part of the room and it was like right in front of the TV on the edge of the dresser. And I watched it for like a good couple minutes and like I was like, dude, I'm like, this is fucking like I know what this is, like I know exactly what's happening right now. And, like, there's something here. And, like, I kind of, like...
tingling right now, bro.
Nah, I did. Straight out, I was, like... I told everybody in the room. I'm, like, hey. I'm, like, look at the cat right now. I'm, like, something is up. Like, there's... I don't know what the fuck is up. Something is up. And I, like, got up and I, like, walked over and I stood right where the cat was staring. And, dude, it was, like, just the immediate, like... Just this, like, blanket of just, like, cold air just, like... set upon me and I just got like straight up like chills to the spine, like just fucking, and it could have just been nerves and like a mental thing, but like at the same time like something was fucking there and like I was like dude, I'm feeling it right now. I was like, and I told everybody in the room and like everybody was kind of freaking out a little bit, and you know, I've always been and I've always felt the same way, like I feel like most of those presences aren't there to like fuck with you. They're just, like, they're there, you know?
Yeah.
And considering, like, it could have been a grandmother that passed in the house not that long ago, like, everybody's freaking out, and I was just, like, out loud. I was like, hey, like, whoever this is, like, you know, I don't mean to be offensive, but, like, you know, everybody here is uncomfortable.
Get out of my house!
Basically, yeah. Like, everybody here is uncomfortable. Like, can you please leave? And the craziest part was, dude, like, as soon as... Very immediately after I said that, like the door was open and the cat like was just falling through the entire house, like all the way out to the front door, like whatever was there. And then like there's like a window like out looking towards the like the lawn, like on the front of the house.
Yeah.
And the cat was just in the window and watch whatever was there leave. It was that, like, that part made me like realize I was like, dude, something for sure was there, because the cat, like animals I know are very sensitive, and like some people are too. Yeah, I feel like I am pretty sensitive.
Animals are like more in tune with the universe.
Oh, dude,
and
they're
like the world.
They're wild.
Not maybe not the universe. I give them that a little stress, but the world definitely.
They're very in tune with like the, you know, the moon and whatever the fuck else is going on. But yeah, dude, that shit was a trip. That was one of those moments where I was like, I interacted with it to the point where I was like, yeah, dude, this shit is real.
I definitely believe there's the spiritual realm. There is a spiritual realm, and maybe it becomes ghosts, or maybe somehow people get trapped. I don't know.
I think the sixth sense is real. I think the sixth sense does exist. I think
where people can see dead people.
No, not in that sense. I think like to the point where you can feel something that isn't quite there.
Yeah.
You can't put your finger on it, but you know. Like, you know, it's one of those things.
I
where,
feel
like,
that, but I feel
you
like
know
that
when
can
someone's
also be in your head sometimes.
You nah, but it's like, you know, when someone's like, looking at you,
when
and you turn around and someone's
open.
Looking at you.
I
like,
that.
It's okay. One of those things where it's just like a basic human sense.
I see something.
Yeah, no, this door was giving me fucking anxiety earlier.
Why? Just being open?
No, it wasn't even open, but I was just feeling all weird.
Don't say that about my door, bro.
That's fine. I don't think there's no ghosts in there. I just know there's a door behind me, and that, like, the open, you know, open closet thing, like, is that kind of anxiety.
What? The open closet thing?
Is what you're saying.
Yeah,
like,
when you, oh, the
you got an open closet, and you're, like, standing there when it's dark, and you're like.
I don't know. I'll sleep with doors open and closed.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Like, when you're a fucking kid.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, yeah.
You're standing in that closet just waiting for someone to crawl out of there. But that's like
I'm getting chills. Like I'm high enough where I'm going back to this. I'm gonna like start crying, bro. Because I'm like, dude. I was that kid, dude. When you get in your head like that, and you think something like coming for you, bro.
I just don't think sometimes it's always in your head. I think there are sometimes there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
But it's you'll know when it's there, and you'll feel it when it's there.
I don't know. I got shivers right now. Ghost in here now. Like you got me. Like
Dude, I don't know. I grew up that shit. I swear to God, like,
See, this is why I got
none. Everything I said is no lie.
See, the Bible. See, if I'm right, and the Bible says you got Jesus in your heart, you're good. Nothing can get you. Nothing can get you like in that spiritual realm. Not saying like a.
I've never like thought that any of those like presences were trying to hurt me or nothing, but.
I mean, maybe they're all friendly.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe they're just all like, oh, snap. Maybe they're
caught in in between or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That could be true. Well, I think
jalapeno popper time,
that's
boy.
That's what we end part two on.
Jalapeno poppies.
Yeah.
Some Jack in the Box ranch with some jalapeno
poppies. Dude, I don't even. Dude, Jack in the Box is so terrible, too.
It's so just, delicious.
It's the only thing that's going to be open.
But it's so good.
It's 12-12. It's cool.
What do you do? Do you make a wish?
No, that's only 11-11. I guess 12-12, you can take a wish back. I don't know. Well, guys, that's going to be it for part two.
As great time.
Always, just I hope you just keep on living your best life. Just have the best days, week, month, years. Just chase your happiness. Be yourself. Yeah, dude, I appreciate you doing this. I'm glad you thought about just doing this.
Yeah, this is very spontaneous.
Yeah, this is sick. We're gonna have the part three, part four. We'll do it all until I dip, man. It'd be sick.
Yeah, we'll crank out as much as we can here,
dude. That'd be fire, dude. I mean, we'll probably cover everything.
I hope people appreciate our babbling.
Well, dude, and also like when I talk to you,
it's very, very hard, I'm sure, to fucking keep up with our conversation.
But you listen to any podcast, it's all that, like that too.
Yeah.
They start on something and talk about something, and they just boom, next thing they're like, oh, Jack and Goff. Oh.
It's true.
Like, what? How did they get there?
It is true.
Yeah. But yeah, all right, guys, we're out of here. Love you guys. Peace.
Thank y'all.